The Charlotte City Council is expected to take a vote today that would show support for the city's bid to host the Republican National Convention in 2020. WFAE's David Borax has more.
The Republican National Committee meets in Austin this week to pick a host city. Only Charlotte and Las Vegas are bidding, and Charlotte reportedly is the favorite. It's an idea that Mayor Vi Lyles has been promoting for months, both for its economic benefits and as a show of the city's openness to diversity. But some Democratic council members and leaders of local Democratic groups think the city shouldn't host the big event. They point to what they say are divisive statements and policies by President Donald Trump and Republicans. Councilmember Justin Harlow says he'll vote no.
To have our city open our arms to that and to have this man and his supporters be in our taxpayer-funded arena and convention center and championing that type of rhetoric, I think, would be inappropriate.
Other council members wonder if the convention will bring the economic benefits touted by Mayor Lyles. Today's special meeting begins at 2 p.m., 2 hours before the council's regular zoning meeting. Citizens will have a chance to comment, 1 minute each instead of the usual 3 minutes at city council meetings. Then the council is expected to vote whether to authorize the city manager to finalize an agreement with the Republican Party. City officials say the contract won't be made public until after the party announces its host city pick. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.
Last night, the city did release summaries of those agreements. One is between the city, the county, the Republican National Committee, the host committee, and the CRVA. Among other things, it says the host committee will reimburse the city for any expenses not covered by a $50 million federal grant. The other is an agreement to let the convention use the Hornets Arena.